Welcome back to another episode of NFT Catcher Podcast. We'd like to remind everybody that nothing on the show is meant as financial advice, and to please do your own research. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Now the subject is NFTs.
They're known as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs.
NFTs are exploding in popularity.
This is a technology that will forever change the way people interact.
So it is happening whether you understand it and like it or not.
This phenomenon is moving the digital.
You have now joined Jenny from the blockchain and Michael Keane on the NFT Catcher Podcast.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the NFT Catcher Podcast with me, Jenny from the blockchain, and my co-host here, the one and only Michael Keane, everybody. Woo! And the crowd goes wild. Anyway, first of all, we wanted to start this off by thanking everybody who tunes into our podcast every week. Honestly, we really appreciate your support. I wanted to start off by reading a couple of reviews that we've gotten in the past couple of days. And so I wanted to start with this, actually, this person named Jason. Shout out to Jason on Twitter. He messaged me and he was like, hey, just wrote a review. And he was saying, you know, basically we inspired him to go from a, he said, sideline observer of the space to an active participant. And he even decided to launch his own project. So shout out to Jason for that. He said in his review, Jennifer and Michael discuss NFT news, projects, and culture in a way that is both educational and approachable. I binged the first 9 episodes on a road trip and went from having a very baseline grasp of the concept to feeling like I actually knew what was going on. I continue to tune in to deepen my understanding of the space and to stay informed on up-and-coming, hot, and trending projects. Amazing.
Jason, very nice. Like that one.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Okay, next one is, this is the person that won the CryptoPunk. Anyway, so they said, I want a punk because I heard about it on this podcast. And they're like, I'm fairly new to NFTs, bought my first one in September, a crypto dad, started diving down the rabbit hole, devouring all info I could. I love podcasts, thought it'd be cool if there was a podcast on NFTs only. And then I think his review cut off because it was like searched. And then, like, he didn't say anything else. I think his review cut off for some reason. But Anyway, it's fine. Shout out to Kyle. Basically, there was this project by NFT Anonymous called The Oasis, and he was giving away his CryptoPunk for people that hold one of the tokens. So anyway, yeah, he ended up finding out about that through our podcast. So shout out to Kyle. And finally, I wanted to read this review. Somebody said, I'm new to the NFT world. Great podcast. Thanks for the podcast. It's very informative. And then they said, can you talk about your thoughts on Al Capone's? And also, what do you think about Poor Apes Club? I haven't heard of either of those, to be completely honest.
So, I remember when Al Capone's dropped. That was probably a couple months ago. I haven't looked at it since, to be honest with you.
We can
look at that for next time. I would have to study it up. Yeah, I don't want to like hop in there now while we're getting going. Great reviews though. It feels really good. Yeah. I know both of us get a lot of like DMs from people, and I actually have to return a bunch. If anybody's listening that sent me a DM this week, I was a little slow on the return. A couple people mentioned about the podcast and wanted me to check out their projects. So if you're listening and that was you, I do apologize, but I have it on my list to respond to everybody.
Do you actually like check out people's projects and stuff like when they DM you?
I try. It's hard to just look at a project and like, you know, I go to the website. Yeah. Maybe I look at the Discord, like, you know,
I definitely, to be honest, like if somebody messages me and they're like,
yeah,
hey, I listen to your podcast. Can you check out my project? Like, I don't do it. Like, it's not like, I don't know, the way they go about it usually isn't sincere, but like, yeah, if somebody like, you know, I don't know, like that one person, like, yeah, they said they launched their own project, but they also were like, I wrote a review and they said some other things. And it was like, okay, I felt like it was more genuine, but yeah, if like you just like say, hey, check out my project, I listen to your podcast, like, eh, probably not going to check it out.
Well, normally they ask, can I be a guest on your podcast?
Oh, yeah, they say that too. Yeah. Can I help? Let me help spread the word about my project. I'm like, okay.
we haven't had any guests yet. I don't know.
Gary Vee's going to be our first guest, okay? So
Exactly.
Oh, and shout out to whoever. Somebody had tweeted that right after we launched the last episode. Somebody tweeted and they're like, Gary Vee, like, you need to get on the NFT Catcher pod. It was funny.
Last episode. Well, yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. We got a lot.
So what's happening with Medikey and the Medicrew? I have a Medikey four, so I don't think I'm eligible.
You are. Everyone who has a Medikey is eligible claim a Medicrew, which is basically their 10K generative avatar project that they came out with. Medikey is a project that was created by DCL Vlogger, who's like been around for a couple years. He used to be a virtual landlord or something like that. I don't know. He used to like sell a lot of Decentraland. And anyway, he's been around for a while and he came out with these Medikeys. The first three are the Genesis ones. And you have edition four, so you thought that you weren't going to get one. But you can still get one. It's just this like aura thing that the first three edition one, edition two, and edition three key holders get like a special aura that come with their like Medicrew. Yep. But like if you have edition four, you can still claim a Medicrew. Nice.
Yeah, I read that wrong. It says the auras apply to those with who hold editions one, two, and three. Edition four will not guarantee an aura. And I thought that meant I wasn't. Yeah, I read it wrong. And I think it says you have until December 2nd to claim.
I was going to say, and then it reveals. And then you don't get the claim window closed, and then they reveal. So, yeah, make sure you claim. If that's a project we've been talking about a while, Medikey. So, you know, if you have one, make sure you claim your Medicrew. But, yeah, it's exciting. I've had a few projects this week that I'm, you know, I'm a holder in. I don't even really, you know, buy and sell things anymore. I'm just trying to buy stuff to hold. But a few of the projects that I have, like they came out with their, you know, second version of things. Like, for example, Penelope's Country Club, they came out with kittens, which they had airdropped baskets to holders. And you could basically turn in your basket in exchange for a kitten. And these kittens are going to be yielding, one kitten will yield one token when it is time. That is what they said. So yeah, they'll also be coming out with a token as well. So make sure you claim your kitties if you have Penelope's.
What else? Anything else come out this week like that? You said there were a couple of them?
Yes. Yes. So another thing is Cryptoys, which is the company that my sister works for. And it's like 22 person team. Like they're building these AI toys, essentially. And they decided that they were going to give away these like 2D pixelated avatars to early birds, you know, people that were early in their Discord and filled out the form, which I had talked about, you know, previously. And so those are being sent out. They're called Cryptoys Classics on the Polygon chain. And so that's also very exciting. And those also are gonna have utility, and you'll get like special like perks, like early people perks or whatever for having one of those. So pretty exciting.
Yeah. Exciting. I signed that form, so I'm waiting for mine. Well, I'm excited for that.
Yes. Oh, and I got a custom one because, you know, my sister works for the team. So they made me like a really cool one with like
purple hair.
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't have purple hair, but it had like a purple party hat, had purple sunglasses and like purple, like pimp coat or something.
Love it.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
very cool. So we have Thanksgiving week coming up and prices have kind of started to drop a little bit from like last week's like big pump up, if you've noticed. Bored Apes is down a little bit. It's like back in the 40s and the Mutant Apes and whatever else. I hope like even like Smiles Verse, which I love, is is at like 0.36 right now, which is such a bargain. That one got up to almost an ETH. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So that's, I think.
Yeah.
That's,
things kind of, a lot of things like did. Just like randomly pumped. I think it was like the whole, you know, MoonPay was buying these celebrities, these apes.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I think that caused a bit of everything to kind of pump across did. The board. And then. Yep. And they just kind of like, you know, went back to base levels. Yep. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, that's about right. What do you think is going to happen this week when everybody's kind of traveling? It's going to be, you know, a long week of people being off.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's going to be paying attention to their, I mean, yeah. Like if you're trying to sell your NFTs, like probably don't try to sell them, you know, on Thanksgiving. Like people aren't really going to be on like OpenSea and everything, you know, trading and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to really be doing anything for the next couple weeks, I think. So, you know, don't freak out if, you know, the price of your stuff drops. But, you know, if you don't want to be involved in your projects anymore, then I guess sell your stuff. But like, mm-hmm. I would say just be patient. Like, yeah, I think it'll be slow.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking for buying opportunities over the next week. Yeah. Because, you know, and then also another thing that's going to happen when everybody goes home for Thanksgiving, people that have been doing well are going to talk to their friends. Like I have an in real life friend, my buddy Lenny from high school. He bought his first ever NFT this week. He bought a mutant.
Oh, nice.
And now he's already looking to get like a real ape. I shouldn't say a real ape, but like an OG ape. Yeah, he's going right in. Like I'm like,
oh, sure, he's going hard.
I'm like, go after like Impact Theory or Smileverse. Like, get
he's
something.
Like, no, I want the ape. Yeah, I want the ape or nothing.
And he's messaging me all the time. Damn. He's like, you think a cheetah skin is going to be more valuable than like an infrared goggles? And I'm
cheetah
like,
skin,
I don't know.
Dang, he's going hard. Yeah, he's going like 0 to 100. He's like,
yeah, he's trying to
putting his whole
out.
401k into this thing. Yeah, damn.
Yeah. I'm gonna
like. He's like, let me just put it all in six figures. Let's go.
Yeah, he's going for it. He likes what he sees. And he kind of laughed at me 6-8 months ago when I was telling a lot of people that are now like asking a lot of questions. I think that's probably happening to a lot of people, you know. Mm-hmm. Like they see people are successful and they're like, maybe I should. I'm starting to hear about it and Facebook Meta. And this and that, you know, like, you know, every company's getting into it. One of the things I was going to talk about, Macy's, is they're doing 9,500 NFTs for the parade, like those big balloons. I think they're giving them away on the Polygon network for free. And then 10% of the secondary royalties is going to Make-A-Wish Foundation. But it's going to be...
How are they giving them away?
I think it's just a free mint. On you know, Sweets NFT marketplace, SWEETS. I don't know it either. I was reading an article about this earlier today, so I'm gonna try and get some though, especially if they're gonna be free because Polygon's gonna be virtually no gas.
Oh yeah, Polygon. Yeah, that's nice when they're on the Polygon network because then it doesn't cost any gas.
Yep, gas, which has been ridiculous for like 2 months straight now.
Yeah.
Every now and then it dips under 100. You're like, yeah, you know, start.
It's crazy. I know it's crazy. It really is. Even minting my, you know, Metacrew and my kitties, it was like, I literally had to pay. Like, you know, I minted two kitties. It was like, I had to pay 0.05. Like, I claimed two of the Metacrews. It's like, I had to pay, you know, 0.0, whatever it was. And it was like, I'm like,
yeah, it's almost $1,000, you know? Right.
1,000. I would say 1,000. 0.05 is what?
0.05 is like 210. So like, so 600 and something.
0.05. Wait, why? What's the price of Ethereum right now?
4170.
Me doing the math really quick. Times 0.05 equals $280. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. See, I didn't even think about it like that. My brain works in ETH now. So, but
I don't like making those comparison. Just keep it in ETH. ETH is
but
easy.
See, that's also like a problem. Like, you know, we're from the crypto space, right? You're from the crypto space.
Not really. I wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you were just rich or something. I don't know. But I think like a lot of people like were from like the crypto space and it's like they had crypto, but But if you're just starting out, like, how are you, like, gas fees are so high. Like, how are you even, you know, even given it like a fair chance to actually, like, you know, make money in this space? I mean, it's really one of those, like, it takes money to make money type of things right now. Like, if you don't already have like Ethereum, you know, you better have like money to throw in. Cause like, it's not like, and I think that's why a lot of people are turning to these, you know, other chains. It's like Solana and like, Immutable X, NFTs on the Polygon network where there's no gas fees, or, you know, NBA Top Shot. I'm like the only crazy person still buying Top Shot, like S1 moments, I think. And I just decided today to like give away a bunch, actually.
I saw that. Very nice.
You know what? I just feel like every NBA Top Shot collector should have at least one series one moment to hold on to long term. Cause I really do believe, no matter what, like, even if it's like the worst player or whatever, like, I do believe like having an S1 moment long term would just, it'll be good. I think it'll age well. So I'm like, I wanna like be people's first, you know, S1 moment. So I was just like giving like a dozen away.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, you buying those S1s at this point while they're low is really smart. I think eventually those are going to be, you know,
well, sometimes there's challenges that require like certain things. And then it's like, because I'm continuously buying, like, I'm able to actually, like, you know, sell and make a profit on like some things, but
So getting excited for Art Basel.
Art Basel. Yes. Art Basel.
Nice. Basel.
My sister, she was on a space and she called it Art Basel. I'm really excited for Art Basel. I'm going for like a whole week. I mean, I'm not going to Art Basel. I'm just going to Miami. Yep. And there's like a whole slew of events that are happening. I haven't made any, you know, concrete plans on like which events or parties I'm going to, but I'm definitely excited to just kind of like hang out with a ton of, you know, NFT collectors again and meet new people. And, you know, it'll just be so much fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot like New York with all the people coming. Yep. And but we're going to be in Miami. Right. But
yeah,
we're
gonna nice be in weather. Miami. Yeah. Like, we're not going to have to like freeze or like,
right,
like wear a jacket or whatever. It's like,
no. I was in shorts and flip flops today and very comfortable. So everybody should expect really nice weather.
Perfect. Yep. That's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
Winter.
Yeah. It's kicking off. There's an event at the Miami Heat Arena. It's called FTX Arena now. NFT Basel, BZL. That's on the 30th. And it's from like 8:30 in the morning to 5 at night or something. And I actually applied to get media credentials for it. And they responded to me and they gave me a couple tickets to give away, and so I'm gonna be giving some away on Twitter, and hopefully I do get the media credentials and go like backstage and stuff like that. But
that's bougie.
Yeah,
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. When are you coming? When are you flying down?
Maybe I should do that. Well, my sister is also kind of like Cryptoys is part of that event, the NFT Basel or BZL or whatever you said.
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be there for that. I'll be there for that as well.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I fly in on the I think the 29th on Monday or something. Like super late though, I think.
Okay. I'm not sure. Nice. Where are you guys staying? South Beach or Midtown?
Like downtown. Downtown Miami. Yeah, nice. We're just staying in an Airbnb.
Okay.
Hopefully
you're in a good location. It's like kind of hit or miss down.
I mean, I've stayed in so many different like Airbnb.
Yeah, I'm sure you're in a nice spot.
Yeah, even if it's not, like, I don't care. Like, like, it's probably not like, you know, that bad. I've stayed in some bad places. This is probably not going to be that bad.
Historic Overton. That's a really bad area. That's, I'm just kind of joking.
Oh, I don't know Miami that well.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, no, I'm just joking. Miami's
hopefully
cool.
That's
no,
it's not. Nice. It's like I look it up and that's where my Airbnb. That'll suck. But anyway, what else do we have to talk about?
What are we talking about? Like metaverse projects. So Andy brought this up today. Sandbox. Do you have any Sandbox? Have you ever messed with Sandbox Land or anything like that?
Yeah. I don't have any sandbox land. I think Evaluate Market, the company I work for, has some land, but do you have land?
Yeah, I have a few parcels. I've actually sold a couple of them recently. Andy has a bunch also. We were back in like the summer, they were putting them on sale for retail and sand was low and they were selling them for like 1100 sand and sand was like 15 cents or 18 cents or something. And it was really hard to get. So you had to go onto their website when they dropped it. They showed you the part of the map where they're going to be dropping it. And you had to like click, 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 click. It was like, you know, and sometimes you wouldn't even get one. Like it was really hard, but they've gone. So it costs, it was like $200 or $300 or $400 to buy a parcel back then. And now they're up to almost 3 ETH floor for for Sandbox. Yeah. They're going to be releasing more and more. You can look at the map and see what's still available all the way through 2023. They're going to be releasing more and more plots until they're finished.
Have people been building out in Sandbox?
I think they allow you to build some stuff, but there's no games yet. I don't know exactly. I haven't really messed with that, but I think like, people have built some stuff, but it's like, I don't think you can do much there yet.
Cause I'm thinking about like Decentraland and it's like, you know, Decentraland was around since 2017. I don't know how long the Sandbox has been around. I'm not sure, but
I'm not sure.
And people have like built out like these whole, like people have built out some really cool things in Decentraland.
Yeah, Decentraland's cool. Crypto Voxels is really cool. You ever been to a party there and messed around in Crypto Voxels?
I haven't.
Crypto Voxels is really, really cool. I've actually been looking to get some land in Crypto Voxels. The thing about Crypto Voxels is I think they have infinite space. I think they can keep adding. Decentraland is limited. Sandbox is limited. I'm pretty sure Crypto Voxels is unlimited if they keep making new islands. Every Wednesday they put a bunch on sale right on OpenSea and then they like reverse auction it on OpenSea. Hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
I've been close to pulling the trigger a few times trying to get like a big tall one because like some of them have different heights and it's nice to be on the water because you can build stuff on the water.
You build out a beach, virtual beach.
Yeah, exactly. People do. They do all kinds of stuff like that.
That's cool.
That's yachts cool. They'll put out there. Yeah. Andy and I's buddy Psych Dre is actually really a really good like artist and can build out like awesome places on Crypto Voxels.
Oh wow.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah, you could probably hire somebody to like build out like develop land.
You can.
Architects.
Metaverse architects.
Metaverse architects. That's the next thing.
Yeah.
Kids going to college. Waste of time. Yeah, they could just be learning how to build. They could just be learning how to be an architect in like these metaverses. That's pretty cool.
Another one that actually hasn't even launched yet, but I've been hearing a lot about and trying to stay up on and trying to get in early is Victoria VR Metaverse. Have you heard of that at all?
No.
No, okay. It looks really cool. It's built by Unreal Engine, which I guess is like a large game maker. I'm not a gamer, so I don't really know. But like, supposedly it's going to be like really like, I don't know, like what do they call it? Like reality based you're going to be able to do all kinds of things like go to school there and go to, you know, events and concerts and hang out. Yeah, like you can take
classes. I don't want to go to school in the metaverse. Oh, no? You take like classes? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I guess like if you're trying to learn stuff.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot. It seems really cool. It seems really nice. So I'm trying to get ahead of that early. But yeah, Sandbox is crazy. Like now that it's like I'm thinking, do you sell or is it gonna like is it really gonna blow up? Because they're gonna keep releasing more. You would say sell. I know. That's always my first thought.
I would say sell and then buy Decentraland land with it.
Do you know what the cheapest Decentraland is? Approximately?
No, I don't. So nah, I don't even know. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But I would want to look into getting some land in the metaverse.
Yeah.
I need to really look into Sandbox more because I only really have looked into the Decentraland and I don't even know the prices. Like I need to figure that out. But
I know it's a lot. We always say you can't do everything. You have to do what you know, find your niches. It's hard to do everything.
I need a real estate agent.
That's
virtual real estate agents.
That's actually a really good idea. A virtual real estate agent company where like people call you and they want to get like land and you give them the different options. And
yes, like you're like, I want something by the beach. I want something by this. Oh, Andy, our producer just said they do have those. LOL. Oh, shoot. Okay. Can someone, if you're listening to this and you're like a land dealer, can you like DM me on Twitter? Or something? Jennifer_Pseudo.
Nice.
That's pretty funny.
The metaverse is coming. We all know it. Vivi says they're going to be having the Viviverse where they're going to have land in it. I'll be all in when they do, because that you know what I think of that company. So next thing I wanted to bring up was Gary V did his second DNA discovering new artists on Twitter Spaces. Was that yesterday? It might have even been yesterday. I think it was yesterday. So he just tweets, "Hey, I'm going on Twitter Spaces DNA in a few minutes." So I was like, "All right, cool." And so I was there at the right time, hopped on in. And then I start noticing some of my friends are there, Joe Bradley, Brian Morris, some of the artists from the Lowbrow Collective. And I'm like, "Oh, it's interesting. Those guys, I guess, are getting into Gary V, like, you know." And then he's like, "I'm looking for the artist. Where is she?" And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Is he looking for Mumbot?" I think to myself, we've talked about Mumbot before. She's a friend of ours. Gary's bought her work. Amazing lady, like super nice and always helps other people in the community. Her and I ran a room a long time ago that we talked about, the shining a light on artists from Thailand. So Gary brings up Mumbot, and there's like, ends up being like 7,000 people in this room. And it's just Gary and Mumbot talking. And it was so cool. I'm such a fan of her. She's like the nicest lady. We met her in New York. Andy collects her. And Gary's bought a bunch of her stuff before. And then like a couple of days ago, I remember seeing in his wallet, like, he might have bought 20 or 30 pieces of hers. And then he does this room and like, she's just blowing up. Nobody deserves it more, but super cool to see that. And they talked for like an hour. Yeah. It was just her and him on stage talking for like an hour. And there was, you know, fluctuated 7,000, 6,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in the room.
I just found her on Twitter. Mumbot.
Yep. That's Mumbot. Nice.
I'm going to be watching her now.
You should.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. He says he actually wants to do a project with her. They said that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. When they were in New York, they were at one of the Beeple events and Mumbot was there. And I mentioned Joe Bradley and Gary V was walking by and he goes, "Yo, Gary, it's Mumbot over here." And he like turned around and they had this whole conversation and talked about the Lowbrow Art Collective. Like, it's really, really, it's awesome. I mean, he could shine a light on you and like your whole life changes in 5 minutes.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So she has her own NFTs, right? I mean, does she have her own project or she does like one of ones or like what kind of?
She's an artist. She's done one of ones and she's also done like collect where it's like editions where it'll be like addition to 10, addition to 20. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I don't think she's had a full on collection. She also has a lot of real world stuff. Like her stuff is sold in a Hot Topic and she's been an artist for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. It's a testament to hard work. She's been working hard for a long time, you know, supporting everybody else in the community and it's really, really paying off and she deserves it.
Now she's getting noticed and able to do bigger things, right?
She's going to do something. My guess is she's going to do something big because Gary's helping her out and she's ready for it. You know, she's semi-famous now, you know, at this point. Like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope I can meet her in Miami then.
I don't think she's coming to Miami.
Oh, where is she from?
She's from, I don't want to get it wrong, but she lives in New York now, and I think she said she grew up on the West Coast, but she has been in Thailand, but she might have lived in Thailand for a while, like going back and forth. I'm not 100% sure. So I don't want to get that wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
I don't know her entire life story, just what I've heard her kind of say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always appreciate you for, like, you know, you always know about, like, all these different, like, up and coming, like, artists or I guess, like, not up and coming, I guess, like, underrated would be, like, the good.
Yeah, independent, good independent artists that write them right now. Like, that's the clubhouse in me. I'm always hanging in those rooms.
Yeah. And then you find out about all these different people. Yeah, it's a cool way to, like, you know, get to know other people and, like, you know, hear other people's stories and, like, their journeys. Like, I love that. I love hearing, like, you know, how people made, you know, something for themselves, like, in this space, you know, like, how did they do it? I mean, mostly it just boils down to effort. It's like, really, it's just, you know, I think it's just a combination of passion and effort for anything.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. And being there, meeting people, getting people to like you, you know, like, community, we always talk about is the magic word. So you have to find your community, wherever that might be, you know, and people will support you and the word will start to spread, you know, when people like you, they'll retweet your stuff. If you're a jerk and you don't talk to anybody, you know, no one's really gonna be retweeting your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing too. Like, you know, if you're starting your own project or something, like, building genuine connections in the space is so underrated. And I think people often don't know how to build genuine connections. Like, you know, we'll get a lot of shill messages. I was looking through the other day of all my requested messages. I don't respond to a lot of them. Obviously, like, I can't like dedicate like a ton of time, but I'll look through and I'll see. And it's like, a lot of them will be people just, hey, can you check out my project? And it's like, that's not how you do something. Like, nobody's gonna be like, oh yeah, let me check it out, let me buy it right away. Like,
right.
The conversion rate, not high on that. Like, yeah. I would say, you know, if you're trying to bring attention to something that you're doing, start by providing value and, you know, putting yourself out there and providing value. And in whatever way that is. So maybe, you know, you're making, you know, tweets or something, content about, you know, educating, you know, on different topics, you know, within the space. You can start, you know, gaining attention just by providing value. And then, you know, once you start build up a bit of a name for yourself, you start building up a reputation, you know, recognize that your reputation is important. And yeah, you know, a lot of people in this space are anonymous, but, you know, those who actually build a credible reputation, they're going to be, you know, sticking it out longer, I think a lot longer than the people that don't build a reputation for themselves at all. And, you know, then people will start to trust you more, you know, then people will be more willing to want to check out your stuff, look into what you're doing. But I would say start with that approach, start with the approach of providing value in any way you can. Before you just start, absolutely.
Yeah, this, so you're just asking for people to buy, right? Yeah, provide some value. Where's the value? And you tweet something, right?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. No, you didn't cut me off. It's good. You said it all pretty much. I was just kind of agreeing.
Okay, yeah, and you know, another thing too, like, if you're like an artist or something, show the process. Like, people want to see, like, how. Like, I love, like, when I'm stumbled upon, like, someone like showing, you know, maybe they make sculptures or something. There's this lady, Polly, forget her last name, I forget her username, but she makes these amazing, like, she's like super talented. These sculptures of, like, you know, you can commission her and she'll like make a sculpture of your ape and like things like that. Super dope. And so, like, but she'll show like little clips of the process. And it's so, like, that's what gets people intrigued, you know, like, if you just see the end product, it's not always as impressive than when you can actually see like how someone's doing something, you know, or even if you know, you're starting a project, like, I don't know, explain how you're going through it. Maybe just kind of teach other people how, you know, they can make a project through you, you know, making yours. I don't know. Little things like that go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to provide value for people. I mean, being with whatever value your token's going to have or whatever information you're giving, and just be yourself and try and, you got to put yourself out there where people aren't going to, you know, come across it. Very good points though, for sure.
And it's really fun too. Like, you know, it's like, we do this for free. You know what I mean? We record these episodes every single week for free. Nobody's paying us to be here. You know, it's just like we're passionate about it. And I think people can really tell that, you know, they can tell when you're really passionate about something. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's not about the money. It's not about, you know, whatever. It's just doing things that you enjoy. It's just fun.
True.
Okay. Drop the mic. Yeah. All right. My TED talk is done for today. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming, folks. Thank you.
Speaking about clubhouse and community building, I used to run a clubhouse. Like, it was almost every other night for a while, and got really good crowd, good people. And now it's kind of become like every couple weeks, every few weeks, maybe. But we did one on Thursday, and I let a bunch of people know about it. And it was really good. It opened up. A lot of people came in, like 80, 90 people. And right before we opened, I noticed Tom Ballew, who, you know, Bill Yu, who, I don't know if it's Bill Yu or Billu. I'm sorry. I think it is Bill Yu. I'm not sure where the accent goes, but so he posted, he just finished up a Twitter thing. So I was like, hey, hop on in if you want, you know. I'm a legendary key holder, a bunch of us. And all of a sudden, like 15 minutes in, he hops in our clubhouse and we have like a 10, 15 minute conversation with him. He's dropping the Merry Mods right now. If anybody's not familiar with that project, last I looked, there was only like 600 left out of the 10,000, and they're revealing tomorrow morning, and he's going to burn the rest if they don't. He says he's going to put them in a safe place. So they're all going to be gone in the morning.
Is that another project of his or something?
Yep, it's another project of his. Okay. Yep. And because of the keys I had, I got to mint six free ones.
Did I get to mint? Because I have.
Oh, what
two
do you
those,
have?
Like,
you have the I have relentless.
Just, like, the cheapest ones, like the regular.
No, you don't get free ones with those. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
That's good that you have those though. yeah, you had that. If you have a legendary founder's key, you're going to get three free mints over time. But only one per project, and I have four of those. So I did four of those. And then if you have a heroic key, you're going to get one free mint. And I used those. So that was six that I got for free for this one.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
So they're revealing tomorrow. Hopefully I get something ultra, ultra, ultra rare.
All right. We'll put good vibes out there for you.
Gold Santa Claus or something.
Gold Santa Claus. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what's coming. Yeah.
All right. We'll manifest gold Santa Claus for you.
Yeah. So even more in that. So this clubhouse, in addition to Tom, like, so I even told him when he was there, like, we have all these incredible artists. I mean, we had, you know, Frank Kozik, Jermaine Rogers, Mitch Putnam from Mondo, a whole load of people, Hood Van Gogh, Mean Mug, Psych Dre, Switzen Wigfall. Like, we had really a load of really great artists in the room. And then and David Yu, the founder of Vivi, came in, and he was there for about an hour because there's a lot of Vivi people. I'm friends with a lot of Vivi people. And so David Yu was hanging out. So then some Vivi people started coming in, and then Waheed showed up from All Smiles Smilesverse.
Oh, shoot. You got all the people on your
clubhouse. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Like a shit ton of people like in the audience, like just like listening in?
There was. Yeah, there were 1,200 people had come through the room by the time I closed it down at at like 2:30 a.m. But I left at 2:30 a.m. The room was still going until like 10 in the morning. What? There were other people. Just people I didn't even know were like running it after I left.
Really?
Yeah. It's the NFT catcher. I didn't want to, like, it was like 2:30. I'm like falling asleep. So my buddy Emmanuel and Joe Bradley were helping me run it. And I was like, guys, I'm just going to kind of pass out and keep it going. So then they must have, like, you know, I didn't want to like turn it off because it was just a really good room. Like, we get into, you know, we talk about all the news and the NFTs, talk about everything I want to talk about. And then we also start to let people talk about their projects and all the artists we know talk about what they're working on. And everyone helps each other. It's a really good
That's
vibe.
Interesting.
It's fun.
So how do I mean, if I wanted to listen to your clubhouse, like, how would I, like, what would I do? How would I do that?
I will, next time I'm going to do one, and I'm kind of penciling in Cyber Monday, which would be a week from tomorrow. It's usually 10 PM Eastern, and I'll send you a link personally, 'cause I'd love to have
you. Okay. Send me like, but also like for the audience, like if they wanted to tune in, like, how do they?
Well, I usually tweet about it.
Okay. NF ticket on Twitter.
At NF Ticket, please follow. I'm up to 7,200 and change followers.
Let's go. Yeah.
I was at 100 in May when I bought my ape. I had 100 followers in May. So,
wow.
You can
follow the ladder. That's not social ladder.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, you know, people would just, yeah, definitely having that ape. That's some good.
The ape started
right there.
Yeah.
The ape started it.
And originally I was putting out like, kind of like Zeneca does, but not quite. I was just like listing projects when there wasn't 10 million projects. I was doing floor prices because just in one spot I was doing and I was adding all the projects. I'd be like Bored Apes and, you know, all the different projects and put the floor prices. And I was doing that every couple of days. And that really got my followers going. I haven't done that since because now you can find the floors in you know, a lot of different places. And Zeneca does it 10,000 times better job than I did. So I'm just going to
track it on a spreadsheet and everything. Like, that's like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, for sure. Like that's a really nice spreadsheet, two spreadsheets, one for older projects, one for newish projects. Like, so I don't want to compete with that.
I mean, there's room for multiple people to do the same things, you know,
there is.
The same person, but
yeah.
Another thing that we have to talk about is the Cool Cats giveaway, which Cool Cats had basically airdropped these candy buckets, these Halloween candy buckets to holders back in October. And like, you know, if you didn't get one airdropped to you for free because you don't have a cat, then you could just buy one on the secondary. And it was like on the Polygon network. So, you know, no gas fees. And they basically were like doing like one airdrop a week for the month of October if you held on to the candy bucket. But they also said that they were going to be giving away some, you know, new Cool Cats, basically. Like they were like, they're making like, you know, special Cool Cats and then giving them away to people that won. And, you know, you enter by holding a candy bucket. So I believe they already took the snapshot for that either today or yesterday. So if you have a candy bucket, you know, hold on to it because they are going to be doing a giveaway on New Year's Eve. So they're giving away some Cool Cats on New Year's Eve if you hold a candy bucket. So keep that in mind. And I think they had to really go through like the legal route with it because they have like this whole like terms and conditions. And like, I guess you can't apply if you're in Florida or New York. And like, you have to like give them your social security number. Like if you win, like it's like this whole like thing. So that's kind of interesting, but that's cool. They're finally giving away some Cool Cats.
Very nice. I sold my candy bucket like for like 0.2 way early on.
That's nice because now it's kind of down bad. Like it's like 0.02 or something for a candy bucket.
Yeah.
I still have mine. But you know, I'm kind of a bag holder sometimes, so I didn't sell mine.
Yeah, maybe you'll win the Cool Cat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll win a Cool Cat. Hopefully I do.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty epic.
Yeah. Did you get into the Wolf game?
No, I didn't.
Me neither. Me neither, sadly. It seems obviously it's really cool, like what they have going on with the token. If you have a sheep, you could stake your token. But then if you unstake it, one of the wolves can like steal your sheep from you. It's like
I don't know. I was hearing some sus things on Twitter. I was hearing that it's Ponzinomics. I don't know. I'm just saying it just launched and all of a sudden the floor for these wolves and sheep are like 6 ETH.
Like, oh, is it really that high?
Really not sustainable. Yeah. So it's basically like if you get in now, you're getting wrecked. Like I wouldn't touch that thing now, but like, you know, congrats to all the people making money. But I don't know. Then again, I didn't do, you know, a ton of research. So this is just my opinion, I guess.
3.79 at the moment. It's 8.1 if you want a wolf.
Yeah, a wolf is freaking 8.1 and this project just launched. Like, what? Anyway, this space is pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy. I don't know enough about it to really say that actually.
But yeah, props to anyone making money for sure. Like props to always. The people that actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for that's sure. Huge.
My buddy Bernardo Cafe, Andy and I met him in New York at the open sea party, the same one we met you at. He had a really funny tweet. I wanted to read his tweet because I don't know. It stuck with me. I found it amusing. He said, if you didn't ape into Wolf Game and swap your wolf for ENS so that you could cop squiggles and then flip those into cats and then sell the cats for doodles while at the same time staking your botto and longing GM, then you obviously don't know what you're doing.
Oh my God.
Obviously don't know what you're doing. The fact that I understood all of that, I'm very proud of, but I didn't do very much of that. Yeah.
I mean, for me, unless I really look into something, I don't usually, you know, buy in right away. And I'm pretty much a retired minter. I don't even really mint things anymore. So it's like, I wouldn't have minted, you know, the sheeps and the wolves, you know, watching on the secondary, seeing how crazy and volatile. Yeah, that's too much for me. I'm not going to be doing that. Like, it's too risky. It's too risky, in my opinion. So, but yeah, like, if you're good at playing the game, like, props to you if you're good at that.
Yeah, I mint when, like, something comes across. It's usually an ape in. Like, when I mint things, a lot of times it's like I see the right person say something and I just – let me mint a few, like, or something. Like, sometimes it's not even with, and it's not always a good move, but sometimes it ends up, you know, being really good. It goes both ways for sure. But I do mint, and a lot of times it's like I told you, like I mentioned last week, that Brain Vomit's Garden that Gary told us to mint. I made a bunch of money on that. It's doing great. It went all the way up to almost an ETH and now it's back down to like 0.3. It's like, it's crazy. But I was selling all along the way. I minted 9. I'm down to 2 of them and did well on that one. Like, just, and I had no idea what it was. And I told you it went down to like 0.015, after it minted for 0.5 and it went down to 0.15, like inexplicably, like it was so weird.
That's crazy.
And then it went all the way up to like 0.9 at one point, and then now it's back down.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast things rise and fall.
Yeah.
I think was that the last episode where I was like, oh, I bought some long-term HODL projects.
That was
like,
last episode, the doodles and the
the party degen, the gutter rat, and the doodle. And the doodle, remember, I traded for essentially a 1 ETH floor of value. Honestly, shout out to Poopy Cat, the founder of Doodles, for doing that trade, because that aged really well for me. The Doodles floor is like 3 point like something, which is crazy. Obviously, I'm not like, it doesn't even really matter about the floor price for me because I'm obviously not selling it, you know, so it's like it doesn't really matter anyway. But you know, it's cool, it's exciting to see, like, when, you know, floors like go crazy. But it's also kind of like when you only have one, it's like your long-term haul, you're just kind of like it's also kind of like a little bit like I don't know, it's this weird feeling like when you're only holding one of something, which this is the case for me a lot, like, and it's like, you know, going up in value and you're just, it's like you get kind of tempted, but it's like you also know that like this is what you plan on holding on to long term. So
yeah, it's, you know, tough. I only have one Cool Cat, and when it was pumping last week, I'll say I listed mine for 11.5. And it didn't sell yet. It's come back down, so it's probably not going to sell anytime soon. But I did list mine. And I was like, you know, like, because I bought a bunch of stuff, and I bought another Pixel Vault Founders token. Like I said, I was going to do. I don't know. I was like, if I'm going to get 11.5 ETH for it, like.
Damn, I thought we were all keeping our Cool Cat. You're over here trying to sell yours already?
I don't know.
Dang, you see what he does, guys. He's trying to sell his Cool Cat that he bought on air for $25,000.
Yeah, for $25,000. But if it's sold for 11, that's about $50,000. 11.5 would be.
I know that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. $50,000.
I think like the only reason I would sell my Cool Cat is just to like basically buy back another one for cheaper that I like. I basically want like a more aesthetically pleasing cool cat. Like I want to trade someone, I think, but I'm also kind of scared to trade. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like, I don't want to like fuck up with like the trade. So, or like, you know, with trying to time things. So like, then I just keep, you know, I'm just like, I'm just going to hold on. Like timing the market is just like, I don't know. It's not easy. That's for sure. Like,
it's not easy. And it usually when everybody thinks one thing's going to happen, the opposite happens.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
It sucks when it ends up like you think like you have a plan and then like it doesn't work. And then you're just like, damn it. And they did also Cool Cats revealed what the creatures are going to look like those little creatures that they're going to be airdropping to holders. And there's like earth, or I don't know, it's like water, fire, and like two others. I don't know, I forget. But anyway, earth, water, fire, or something. I don't know. Anyway, and they like released what they're going to look like. And like, they're so cute. They look so cute. So I'm like definitely excited for that.
I haven't seen those yet. I got to check it out.
Oh, yeah. It was on their Twitter a couple days ago.
Nice. All right. Let's run through our typical Crypto Slam top 10 for the last 7 days in sales volume. Axie Infinity, number one as always, and they actually have more than usual with 565,000 transactions, $167 million. Yeah.
Jeez.
Axie straight crushing it. Bored Apes and Mutant Apes are 2 and 3 as they were last week. And Wolf Game is number 4.
Oh my Wolf God, Game, dude. That's like insane.
$45 million, 3,600 buyers.
I'm going to predict right now that's going to crash hard.
Nice. Let's see how that.
Okay, we'll talk about it in the next episode.
We will. I'm gonna watch that one. Sandbox, Sandbox, we talked about earlier. That's number 5, $44 million. They're up about the highest percentage raise, 149% increase in volume. Farmers World, which we always mention, we don't know anything about. It's on Wax.
Yes.
Is number 6, still cranking along. It's higher than CryptoPunks, which is number 7. There was more volume on Farmer's World than there was on CryptoPunks. Doodle's number 8. ArtBlocks number 9, which I just read that Fidenza's back up to 130 floor, which could make me vomit. And
yeek.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And you remember I said I minted two of those.
And sold and you sold 24 them 24
hours later. Yeah. I sold them like 24 hours later. That's what I do, apparently.
Yep.
And Cool Cats, which we just finished speaking about, is number 10. Smileverse is 14.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, sweet. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening. As always, hope you all have a great rest of your week. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.
Yeah, Tom, I'm the guy in New York that told you that I listened to your Twitter space where you talked about being a big brother and you got emotional and it really hit home because my wife and I are foster parents and we adopted our 3 kids as well.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you for tuning in to the NFT Catcher podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and learned something new about the exciting world of NFTs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you really love what you're hearing, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite platform. If you want to stay up to date with the latest news and insights from the NFT space, be sure to follow us on all the socials at NFT Catcher Pod. You can follow Jennifer at Jennifer_Pseudo and Michael at NFTicket. I'm your producer, Andy, and I'm at AJC254. Our theme song's by It's Just Los. We always appreciate your feedback and support, which helps us reach more people and bring you informative and engaging content about NFTs. We look forward to bringing you more great NFT content in future episodes. Thanks for listening. Peace.